Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. If you've been following news over the last 12 hours or so, then you've probably heard by now about the Verizon surveillance shocker, that a judge is allowing the government to look at every phone call made on the Verizon system for a three-month period. We're in the middle of that period now. That such a court document was secret under the law until it was leaked, and that the Obama administration would even ask for anything that broad. I'm joined now by Glenn Greenwald, who broke this story for The Guardian yesterday. Glenn, thank you for coming on with us, and hello from New York.
Great to be here. Thanks, Brian.
And to be clear, we're talking data here, not listening to your calls, correct?
Right. Although the data is extremely comprehensive, the documents would reveal everyone that you called, everyone who called you, how long you spoke, where it was that you were when you were speaking, if you're using a mobile phone, to trace, you would be able to trace the physical location of all the places you were during the conversation, the type of phone you used. Metadata, which is what this is extremely invasive in terms of allowing the government to create a picture about your communication habits, your network of associates and friends and the like.
The timing of this order from late April suggests that it was in response to the Boston bombing investigation. Did the NSA, as far as you can tell, perceive additional threats? Do they think that there's a ticking terrorist time bomb out there somewhere and Verizon records might lead them to it?
Anytime the government gets caught doing anything that they tried to hide from the public, and the fact that they're collecting the phone records indiscriminately of millions of Americans, including people who are completely innocent, is something they tried to hide from the public. They immediately start screaming the word terrorist over and over, hoping that people will get scared enough and not rationally think through whether or not they should be doing this. The reality is that although we got this one document, the likelihood is that Verizon is not the only company who has been targeted with the court order. That would make no sense if they're doing a broad sweep of the public in bulk collection. It wouldn't make sense just to target Verizon. And there are indications that this is part of an ongoing program. There's actually an official who told the Washington Post this morning about our story that this is just simply part of an ongoing program, that they get court orders renewed once every 3 months in order to make sure that they can constantly be collecting and sweeping up all phone records for all Americans as part of a data mining program. So some people have assumed that it was in connection with the Boston Marathon attack. That doesn't make sense to me, since the records that they're seeking is for a period of time after the attacks rather than prior to them. But I think that what's more likely is that this is just an ongoing program. And ultimately, what the real point here is that we should not have a government engaging in massive spying programs in total secrecy. If we want to have a government that keeps records on us and learns everything that we do, we should have that debate out in the open.
Listeners, have you been hearing about this Verizon surveillance shocker? Give us a call and give us your reactions, or talk to the reporter who broke the story by getting this court document, which gave the government permission to undertake this massive surveillance of who calls who and where they are, every single call on the Verizon network domestically or internationally for the three-month period that began in late April, which, of course, would include today. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 to talk to Glenn Greenwald this morning, or you can post to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Glenn, we just got a statement from Verizon, which says, we have no comment on the accuracy of the Guardian newspaper story or the documents referenced, but a few items in these stories are important. The alleged court order that the Guardian published on its website contains language that compels Verizon to respond, forbids Verizon from revealing the order's existence, and excludes the production from production the content of any communication or the name, address, or financial information of a subscriber or customer. And I want to go down those couple of points with you. First of all, they make it sound like they did not have a choice here, that if people are outraged at this, that they have no reason to be outraged at Verizon because Verizon was forced to compel and had no choice themselves. True?
No. It's true in the most narrowest and most technical sense, but it's misleading for this reason. Over the past decade, there has been a history of extremely voluntary cooperation on the part of telecoms with the surveillance efforts of the United States government. And once those started leaking out in 2005, 2006, that the telecoms were active participants in most of what the government was doing, it started reflecting very poorly on the telecoms. And so what they told the government was, we need you from now on to go and just get court orders so that we can show our customers that we have no choice. It's a cooperative effort by Verizon and the U.S. government, or the telecom industry and the U.S. government, to continue what, before these court orders even started happening, was a perfectly voluntary partnership that benefits both sides in lots of ways. So, yes, there is a court order. Yes, it does force Verizon to turn over these records. Verizon has no choice. It also bars Verizon from commenting publicly in any way on even the existence of the order. That's all true. But it's really a way that lets the telecom industry cooperate with the government while at the same time telling their customers that it's not their fault.
Let's take a call. Lamar in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning to both of you. I don't understand what the issue, not the issue, but the concern is when we never hear any of your guests reference the fact that this country is at war, and therefore these intrusive security measures are necessary based on supposedly protecting us from the events that happened in Boston and from 9/11 and, God forbid, what happened in London just a week ago.
Lamar, thank you very much. And that is the context. This is authorized under the FISA law, but also under the Patriot Act, right, Glenn? So it's a post 9/11 context that we're talking about, and the government might argue that anyone not calling your terrorism sponsor has nothing to fear from this and should, in fact, feel protected by this program, not violated by it, as obviously that caller does feel protected.
Right. So two things about that. One is that this so-called war has gone on for 12 years now with no end in sight. It's basically a permanent state of war. The Obama administration, a senior official, told the Senate 2 weeks ago that he expects it to go on for at least another 10 to 20 years. So when you're talking about a quote-unquote war that goes on for 20 or 30 years, you're not really talking about a war in the sense that we understand it. You're talking about a radical transformation of the kind of government in which you live. And what the founders warned, what political theorists have observed, what historians have documented continuously, is that nothing destroys freedom more easily and more inevitably than having the government declare a state of endless war. Because what you have are citizens who have been placed in such a state of fear, as we just heard from that caller, that they literally say, I want you to take away all my privacy. I want you to have unlimited power. I want you to be able to do whatever you want in the dark, just anything to keep me safe from these fears. And the problem is that with that is that the fears are completely exaggerated. The Boston attack, as horrific as it is, killed three people. You are infinitely more likely to die in things like bathtub accidents or lightning strikes than you are from a terrorist attack. And the other aspect of it is that what we know for certain, and we found this out through the 1950s and 60s and into the 70s, is that when you let the government spy on people in the dark, learn whatever they want about people, it will inevitably be abused. They don't use it simply for terrorists. They use it for political opponents, for dissidents, for all kinds of abusive reasons. And that's why, even if you think the government should be spying on you, what you should absolutely want is transparency with it, to know what it is the government's doing, to make sure that there are real checks on their ability to abuse that power. And that's none of what we have.
Of course, people on the other side of this question would say, just because it's more rare than being struck by lightning or something doesn't mean you shouldn't go out and try to protect people from it. And let me clear up a fact here. Is it as broad as I've been making it out to seem, that it's all Verizon phone records? Or are there certain...
It's Verizon Business. The company that is listed in this particular order is Verizon Business on behalf of MCI, which is the largest provider of telephone and internet services for small businesses, offices, large corporations across the country in which millions and millions of people work.
Because what I was picking up elsewhere and then repeated, which maybe is overstating what this court document actually reveals, is that it's people's personal Verizon phone lines. Is it not that? Is it only phones that are licensed to businesses?
This particular order pertains to Verizon Business and also its subsidiary, MCI. So how Verizon organizes its internal corporation in terms of the personal services it provides under the MCI banner versus Verizon Business is, I think, unclear. But it's the telephone records of all of the clients of Verizon Business, which is the largest provider of telephone internet services for businesses across the country. And again, I think the important thing to realize here is that this one order is not the extent of the program, as even officials told the Washington Post today. It's part of a broader program in which the government is collecting all telephone records. It's not just Verizon Business that they're doing this for.
Liam in Charlottesville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Brian. So my question is actually sort of similar to that. So I read the Guardian piece this morning, and I'm reading the New York Times piece actually at my desk right now. And I'm just sort of confused because, you know, they're quoting the infamous senior administration official who's basically saying that this information, this sort of metadata, is allowing the U.S. to discover whether known suspects have been in communication with other sort of known terror suspects in the United States. But then, you know, goes on to say that it doesn't include the content of any communications or the name of any subscriber. So I'm just totally confused how, if this is all sort of nameless metadata and they're just sort of looking at trends and, you know, where people are calling from and duration of phone calls and stuff like that, if there's no actual name attached to any of this data, how it's of any use basically at all to the national security apparatus.
Glenn?
Well, it's unclear what the NSA is doing with it, but what metadata allows them to do is to trace the networks and associates of people in whom they have an interest. So if there are people in whom they have an interest and they know those person's telephone numbers, they can then use this metadata to trace all the people who have had any contact with them and then even do it two steps away, people who have had contact with the people who have had contact with them. So I think it's unclear exactly why the NSA wants this. If it is, and we didn't quote a senior administration official in our story, we didn't quote anyone anonymously in our story, but if the administration is doing this, as they claim, because they are interested in the telephone and communication activities of suspected terrorists, then they ought to be filing specific targeted warrants at those people in order to get their communications. Gathering up all of the data of every single person in order to know what those phone numbers are doing and how long they're doing it for and where they're doing it allows them to be extremely invasive in all sorts of ways. They should answer the question what they're doing with the data.
So, Liam, having heard that answer, do you feel threatened? Do you feel protected? Do you feel neutral?
I feel sort of confused, I think, because I have to imagine that that Glenn's probably right, that this is one small sort of piece of a probably larger program. So I don't think it's probably fair to assume that because this one seems perhaps like a little bit limited that other ones aren't. I mean, I think that, you know, they'll probably call a press conference and Obama's going to take this very seriously and have something very important to say and, you know, do his usual sort of, oh, well, he's deliberating. He's thought very hard about this sort of thing, similar to drones and, you know, 5 million other things at this point. But I guess I'm just not sure yet. I need to sort of, I guess, see where the pieces sort of fall here. But I mean, I think it's very, very troubling. I'm just sort of confused right now as to the explanation I think is sort of coming from the White House.
Liam, thank you very much for your call. We're talking with Glenn Greenwald, who broke this Verizon surveillance court document story in The Guardian. And Glenn, journalist to journalist, I would never ask you to reveal your source for a leak, but news organizations sometimes say something about the leaker, like they were in a certain agency or concerned about a certain thing, you know, which is why they made certain information be known. Would you characterize how you got this in any way?
Well, what I'll say is this. You know, there's always claims, there's always attempts made to demonize people who are whistleblowers, who find things out the government is doing in secret and expose it to the world. Whenever anyone has access to classified information, there's all sorts of things they could do with it. They can usually sell it to other governments or intelligence agencies. They could turn it over to adverse governments if they were interested in harming the United States. Whenever there's a situation like this where there's a secret document that has been shielded with the highest level of secrecy, which is the top secret designation, very controlled distribution, who risks their own welfare because of what the Obama administration is doing to people who leak, in order to bring it to light, you can almost always be certain that their motive is simply that they want to educate their fellow citizens about things that the government is doing in secret that should be known.
Now,
and that was the motive of the person behind this, and that's generally the motive of leakers.
Eric from Manhattan on our comments page writes, by the way, well, now they don't need to ask reporters to reveal sources. They have the data to figure it out themselves. Ha, ha, ha. But in our last 30 seconds, given the Department of Justice investigation into reporters' phone records that, of course, has been making news, do you think this case demonstrates why the government is trying to crack down on leaks? Maybe now, whichever terrorists they're trying to look for, perhaps after Boston, even though I know you say that's probably too narrow a way to look at it, now they know they're being listened to. And, Glenn, we have 15 seconds.
No, that's absurd. People know the government's monitoring. The reason why the government wants to keep things secret is because when people do things in secret, there's no accountability for how they exercise the power. That's the reason for the leak crackdown.
Glenn Greenwald, who's the author of With Liberty and Justice for Some, How the Law is Used to Destroy Equality and Protect the Powerful, broke the story for The Guardian. We have a link to the document that they got at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Glenn, thank you so much for coming on directly with us. I really appreciate it.